Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
The religious landscape today is so confusing. There are so many religious entities that claim to have a corner on truth. So where can we find truth, and which faith will you choose? Stay with us next on Daily in the Word as we study Which Faith with Dr. Paul Chappell. There really is a lot of confusion today about what is truth and where can we find it? What do we base truth upon? So many people base their own perception of truth on their own opinions. Really, truth needs to be built on the Word of God, the truth that He has predefined for us and given to us. And so today on Daily in the Word, we're going to turn to the Word of God and discover different belief systems and which one is true. Welcome to Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California, and also the president of West Coast Baptist College. Dr. Chappell enjoys teaching and preaching the Word of God to you every Monday through Friday by this program on this station. If you'd like to hear previous broadcasts or subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast or the Daily in the Word devotional, we invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. But right now, let's open our hearts and turn to the Word of God. We begin this study in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23, Creator or Creation? Here's Paul Chappell.
Every man must come to this place in his life. Every woman must come to the place where by faith they trust in the theory of Darwin, or by faith they trust in the Word of God. Either we are here because of accidental explosions and mutations over billions of years and through the survival of the fittest, or we are here because God actually knows what He's doing and has a purpose and a plan for our life today. I thank God this morning. I believe by the grace of God, I am not here by accident, but I am here with God's purpose in mind, and you are here with God's purpose in mind, and together we are here to glorify His holy name. It's not all about an accident. It's all about the wonderful plan of Almighty God. Psalm 8 and verse 3, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Creation reveals the Creator personally, and creation reveals the Creator powerfully, and creation reveals the Creator's priority. You see, God has a will and a priority and a plan for this world. Oh, we may not always understand it, but be sure, my friend, there are no accidents with God. And God has a plan even for the return of His Son to this world. God has a plan for our eternal existence. He is a God who reveals great priority in His Word. Notice in verse 20, the Bible says clearly in the latter portion, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Notice this phrase, being understood. God says, you can understand my priority. You can understand my eternal plan and design for your life. Biochemist Michael Behe spoke of it in this way. The result of these cumulative efforts to investigate the cell, to investigate life at the molecular level, is a loud, clear, piercing cry of design. The conclusion of intelligent design flows naturally from the data itself, not from sacred books or sectarian beliefs. The reluctance of science to embrace the conclusion of intelligent design has no justifiable foundation. many people, including many important, well-respected scientists, just don't want there to be anything beyond nature. And my friend, when you reject God, you will swallow hook, line, and sinker every lie of the devil. Why does Darwin's theory continue to be taught many times as fact in our secular colleges? Because of men and women who refuse to believe God. To refuse to believe God exists, who scoff the Word of God, who scoff the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who blame every problem in the world on fundamentalist religion rather than face up to the fact that there is a God in heaven before whom they will stand one day. You see, evolution is not a science. It is a philosophy and a theory which has never been clearly and absolutely shown to be factual. It is rather for mankind a straw man to hide behind while he refuses to acknowledge Jesus Christ as his Lord. Psalm 90 and verse 2 says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." God's truth has been revealed. But notice secondly this morning, God's truth rejected. You see, the problem is not that men have never heard. The problem is that they have heard and they have rejected Him. They have turned their backs on a holy God. Now, how does the heathen world respond? Many times the heathen world responds by ridiculing the truth, rejecting the truth, living their own way. One boy in biology class, he was raised in the family of a scoffer. His dad told him there was no God, and he was sitting next to a Christian boy, and this young man with a little sarcasm looked at the Christian young man. He said, "You know, it wouldn't make any difference to me if my grandfather had been a monkey." The young boy thought about that. He said, "Well, it might have made a difference to your grandmother." I like what Dr. B.R. Lakin used to say, "I ain't no kin to the monkey, the monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about your ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree." I'm glad today I'm not here by accident. I'm glad I'm here by the design and purpose of Almighty God. But God's truth has been rejected. Throughout history, throughout generations, throughout cultures, God's truth has been rejected. Notice, first of all, the Bible says that they possess the truth. The heathen world has possessed the truth, verse 21, because that when they knew God, notice that phrase, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You see, the world has known that God exists. The world has known that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. John 3:19, "And this is the condemnation that has come into the world. And men love darkness, that light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." Now find that in your notes or in your Bible if you would. John 3:19. Notice that. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world." This is the revelation of God. "And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." I want you to know something. Every man, every woman that you work with who says, "Wow, religion's a bunch of this or that, and Christians are hypocrites, and preachers are this, and I just want to go to hell and be where my buddies are." They don't want to go there. In their heart, they know there is a God, and God has revealed Himself to them, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. You know why many men will not get saved? They want to go on in their lustful ways, in their fornicating ways, in their adultery, their drugs, their alcohol, their sin, their maliciousness. The Bible says men reject the light because they love their darkness. They love their whoremongering. They love their sin. And so they reject the Lord. Oh, the world has possessed the truth. It's just they love their sin a little more. The old-fashioned Word of God or a life of sin, and the world chooses the life of sin. Now let me tell you something. The world has possessed the truth. And from God's scale, there have been at least two times in world history where the whole world possessed the truth. One was when Adam and Eve existed in the garden. And even during that time with just two people on planet Earth and two people possessing the truth, and the truth was so simple, "Thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," just that simple, even then the entire human race turned against God. Then we come to the day of Noah. The Bible tells us that the day of Noah, the antediluvian society, was a day of wickedness and men doing everything that was wicked and every evil imagination continually. And God brought judgment to the world. And during that time, God showed grace to the world and God saved Noah and his family. But they were hardly off the ark before they started to reject the truth once again. The problem is not that the world doesn't know about God or Jesus or the Ten Commandments. Oh no, the world has possessed the truth. The problem is that the world has perverted the truth. The world has seen the truth, but the world twists the truth or rejects the truth outright. Notice the perversion of the truth in verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools. Hello, my name is Dr. Drydust. Welcome to Biology 101. We are here to let all of you little Christians know that you have been under a strong, strong lie, and that the truth is Darwin's theory. You see, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Professing themselves to be broad, they will be destroyed. The perverted truth. Notice the progression of pride, if you will, in verse 21. First, we see indifference. They knew God, but they glorified Him not as God. Oh yeah, God bless America. You know, George Washington, he prayed. That's fine for him. But there were also a lot of people who really didn't believe in God either. God is fine. But we don't need God Bless America songs, and we don't need In God We Trust songs, and I'm glad I live in America, but you know, it's not all that important. Indifference. They glorified Him not as God. Anyone who has a heart and a mind to understand ought to stop and say, God has blessed America. It's just that simple, you see. But not the indifferent one, not the indifferent American. Well, you know, we've had a lot of good things come our way, and a lot of machinery, and a lot of scientists, a lot of inventions, and that's why we're here. Indifference. That leads, secondly, to ingratitude. For the Bible says in verse 21, neither were thankful. You know the most miserable day on the calendar year for an atheist? Thanksgiving. Who do you thank? They are filled with ingratitude, and many, many of them are very angry people. Indifferent, ingratitude. Thirdly, then, is ignorance. For the Bible says their foolish heart was darkened. Now, the perversion of the truth has been going on for thousands of years. Some of you recall after the flood, there was a man named Nimrod, and he was a ruler who erected what was called the Tower of Babel. I mean, just within years of the ark landing on Mount Ararat, now the Tower of Babel is being constructed as man's way to get to God. Once again, forgetting it's not by our works, but doing what they wanted to do to find their way to God. Time and again, men have rejected the truth, and men have truly found themselves perverting the truth throughout the centuries. But notice, thirdly this morning, not only God's truth revealed, not only God's truth rejected throughout the ages, but I want you to see, thirdly, God's truth replaced. You see, America does not need more religion. People, because of this innate desire or knowledge for God, I should say, oftentimes want religion. And rather than coming to Christ, when they set Christ aside, they must find some type of religion, and so they will replace Christ with another religion. And I want you to notice this in the Word of God. God's truth replaced, verse 23. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. In other words, instead of worshiping God in spirit and truth, instead of worshiping the Creator God, the God that was revealed to the prophets and to Moses, instead of worshiping God, the Bible says they changed the glory of God, of uncorruptible God, into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. So we see in the first place, man is now elevating the creation. Rather than worshiping the Creator, now he is elevating the creation. Rather than worshiping the God that does not corrupt and decay, they worship idols, they worship four-footed beasts, they get involved in New Age religion and meditation, and they're praying and worshiping towards everything except the God who created them. Psalm 106 and verse 20. Thus they changed the glory of the similitude of the ox that eateth grass. You see, Eastern religions emphasize this. In India, there are 330 million gods. You see, the Hindus have over 330 million gods. They are ever learning but never able to come to the truth. They don't have enough time in their lifetime to discover all of the gods. And thus the belief in reincarnation that many Hollywood movie stars are following today, which is Eastern religion, which is elevating the creation, which is saying, oh, never ever harm a little stray dog. Kill a preborn baby, that's okay. But don't hurt the little stray dog, you see. I'm outraged at what Michael Vick did. I really am. But why aren't there some people screaming about the lives of humans taken out of the mother's womb and thrown into the garbage? And by the way, if the Republican Party turns from that truth and de-emphasizes moral truth, may preachers of God still preach what the Bible says about God's life. You see, the fact of the matter is today that when people begin to worship the whales and people begin to worship the earth and the earth goddess Gaia and fall into this Eastern thought, it is an indication they're getting away from the Creator many times and more into His creation. Oh, the Romans, they worshiped and deified eagles, and the American Indians deified eagles, and the Egyptians and the Canaanites worshiped the bull. And wherever you see a society that has rejected the truth of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, you will find polytheism, you will find sensuality on the rise, you will find paganism abounding, and God's hand of blessing being removed. Listen, God is very clear about this. Exodus chapter 20, the same Darwin theory people and the same atheist people who have removed the Ten Commandments from the schoolhouse knew what they were doing, because God was very clear in this. He says in Exodus 20 and verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. God is clear on the matter. And yet we see the world today, instead of worshiping God, making their own idols, worshiping their own self-made religion. Well, I worship God my way up at Yosemite, and I worship here because I give to this and that. No, no. God says, thou shalt make no other gods before me. They elevated the creation, but then notice what they did. They worshiped the creation. Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to their uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Now, in verse 24, we see that when man begins to use birds, beasts, and creeping things instead of worshiping God, soon perversion and sensual practices will invade their religion. And you travel and you see in certain foreign countries that where there is a de-emphasis of the Ten Commandments, where there is a de-emphasis of the truths of the Bible, and there are very little in the way of Christian influence, you will find that immorality also is abundant, and you will find prostitution in the streets. Why? Because where there is a rejection of God's moral truth, then there will be a decadence in society. Because when there is no absolute truth, then there is going to be sin and perversion. And that's what God's word says, that through the lust of their own hearts, they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. You see, these people had a form of godliness, but they had no true godliness. And the Bible is very clear in 2 Timothy there, chapter 3 and verse 7, that they were ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Time magazine wrote of Darwin's theory, and they said Darwinism remains one of the most successful scientific theories ever sent forth. You know why? Because Time magazine rejects God. You see, if you're a God rejecter, you're a science worshiper. But my friend, if you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you don't worship this creation, the animals, or the mountains. You don't go to Sedona and pray to the red rocks. You pray to the Creator of the red rocks, you see. Australian molecular biologist wrote these words. He said, Darwinism broke man's link with God and consequently set him adrift in the cosmos without purpose. British biologist Richard Dawkins, speaking of the same subject, said, Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist. Now look right here. There is a great difference between being intellectually fulfilled and spiritually fulfilled. Ever learning, but never able to come to the truth. And I want to tell you something, friend. The fact of the matter is that in this world, God gives us a moment in time to understand His revelation. God has given to us the world itself. as a witness of His greatness. God has given to us within our conscience an understanding of God. God has revealed His written word, and it is now canonized into 66 books, one holy Bible. God has given to us the empty tomb and the testimony of 1,500 witnesses. And all around the world this morning, God has given the word of God and preachers of the word of God to preach messages like this so that the world can know that God loves them and Jesus died for them. God has revealed Himself, and He is even today. The question is, are you receiving His revelation or rejecting His revelation? Has there come a time in your life when you realize that for you to know everything, you'd have to travel to every planet to discover all of these scientific theories and to become God yourself? Have you come to the place of realization that you are not God and that God and God alone can be trusted with your soul and with your soul's eternity? Have you come to the place, as Timothy Dwight, the president of Yale from 1795 to 1817, who said to the class of 1814, Christ is the only, the true, the living way of access to God. Give up yourselves, therefore, to Him with a cordial confidence, and the great work of life is done. You see, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. But the man who through the Spirit's conviction realizes, you know what, I'm a sinner. I could try to find all 330 gods of the Hindus. I could go to all the sacred places of the Buddhists. I could study at all of the mosques of the Mohammedan. I can do all of these things trying to find God. Or I could say there is no God, which means I am omnipresent and I am all-knowing. I can try all these other ways, or I can come back to God's revelation. And I can say, Lord, I can't justify myself. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. My friend, I want to tell you something this morning. I'm not a scientist, and I'll admit that. I'm just a simple, old-fashioned preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you something. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Not 300 million gods in India. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ was conceived in the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. Science will never explain that. Faith will. Jesus Christ was conceived of the Virgin Mary. He lived a perfectly sinless life. He shed perfect blood on the cross of Calvary, atoning blood on the cross of Calvary. And that blood that was shed will wash your sins entirely away if you would but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you can cling to your atheism. You can cling to your false science, so-called. Or you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and know His forgiveness and know His peace today. Will you worship this creation, this globe, this goddess Gaia, this planet Earth? Will you worship the polytheism of this day? Or will you come today to the Creator, Jesus Christ, and put your faith in Him? Father in heaven, thank you for revealing your love to us. Deep within the conscience of man, there's the knowledge of God. Thank you for the Bible, which shows us Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I pray if there's someone here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ, that this would be that day for them. A day of turning away from worshiping self, worshiping the creation, and a day to believe on Jesus.
Well, you've been listening to Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College, on today's edition of Daily in the Word. You've been listening to a series entitled Which Faith? We're discovering, where do we find truth? What is truth? And which system of belief can we truly sink our faith in and root ourselves in? Before we close today's program, I invite you to consider the question, have you trusted Christ as your personal Savior? We heard about that in this morning's message, and friend, it's as simple as making a faith decision to once and for all let go of whatever you're trusting for eternal salvation and to trust Christ alone. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, you could call right now. You could bow your head and heart, and in the privacy of your own life, invite Jesus Christ into your life as your one and only Savior once and for all. It's a simple decision, but it's a great decision. Don't forget, we invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. Online, you can see recent broadcasts and listen to the broadcasts. You can also find out more about subscribing to the Daily in the Word podcast. You can download this program free of charge to your computer, your iPhone, your iPod, or some other device, and take it with you and listen to it at your leisure on your own time. You can also refer this program to a friend. Perhaps you know somebody that lives in an area where this program is not aired. Anybody can go to dailyintheword.org and subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You'll find lots of other links there about Dr. Chappell and his ministry. The Rooted in Christ Daily Devotional can come every day free of charge to your email inbox and remind you to walk with God and get through His Word in a year. You'll find links to the online bookstore and Pastor Chappell's newest book entitled Stewarding Life. This beautiful hardback book will help you understand how to take the one lifetime that you've been given with limited resources and adjust them and live them out according to eternal priorities. Once again, the new book, Stewarding Life by Dr. Paul Chappell. You'll find all of this and more at dailyintheword.org. Also, if we can help you, please call us toll free at 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.